As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Wednesday, March the 24th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday, although we were running a rebroadcast yesterday. We'll talk about that in a moment. Right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly. Workable solutions. We might even get into that area as well. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game and be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Those numbers are posted at the oraclebroadcasting.com, a webpage. Do log on and bookmark that site today, won't you? You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's BVL, like Become Vocal Local Host, at centurytel.net. And for those with internet access, listening without internet access, listening by any of our affiliates stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. And once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis in Jordan. Thank you for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our calling number remains 866-841-1065. And the business is now behind us. Let's go to that market report for Wednesday, March 24th. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading off, being hammered, all kinds of red ink this morning to report. Gold is off $13.80, trades at $1,089. Silver off 38 cents, trading at $16.61. Platinum down 30 bucks at $15.78. Palladium down $19 at $446 an ounce. The metals are not liking Obamacare, and neither do I. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,087.20 for a low. So much for that floor and of 1,100 in gold markets. Well, I don't make those kind of predictions, but some do. Anyway, we're well below the $1,100 mark right at the moment. The low at $1,087.20, the high at $1,106.20. But at $1,089, your gold is still up $163.60 an ounce for a 17.67% return on your investment. You're not going to get that at your local savings bank, I assure you. The boys in London this morning, the LBMA, the London Bullion Market Association, the boys in London set the fix at $1,094, and we're trading $6 below that, $5 below that right now. The SPDR gold shares, big news this morning. They move up 5 tons. By 5 tons from the last time we visited on Monday. Now holding 1,120.08 tons for a street value on State Street of $39.65 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 103 at 10,889. The NASDAQ was up 20 at 2415, and the S&P closed up 8 at 1,174. We'll be right back.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, March the 24th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. And yes, indeed, in fact, I was absent yesterday. I slept in. I did. I needed it. My spiritual and mental batteries were just running on empty. What a weekend it was. Boy, it took me down. I'll tell you what, this whole healthcare thing is what a debacle. I'm not looking forward to reading 2,500 pages of dribble, folks, but if I don't read it, I'm not going to know what's in it, and then I'm not going to be able to hopefully advise you on things that we might be able to do, look for solutions in this nasty mess. But anyway, it's an ugly mess, and it's an ugly mess for sure, and it's going to be honest. It's going to be honest for years. Count on it. As far as I'm concerned, this is far worse than the Patriot Act. Much, much worse than the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act is a ugly, ugly system. I don't even want to get into that. But this thing is going to, the Obamacare bill is going to come to your house. It's going to come right into your home. It's going to come into your life. And it doesn't come under the banner of terrorism. It comes under the banner of your health. And this is the kind of an enemy you need to dread worse than any, the ones that come in peace, waving their little olive branches. We'll talk more about that in a moment. Let's go in and finish that market report out. Or Monday, or no, it's Wednesday. Feels like Monday to me. Wednesday, March the 24th, New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, gold. It's all across the board. There's red ink all the way down this whole list here. Gold was off $1,380 at $1,089. Silver was down 38 cents at $1,661. Platinum off $30 at $1,578. And palladium down $19 at $446. And as I mentioned in the previous segment, the SPDR Gold Shares, that global advisor there, State Street Global Advisors, they added 5 tons of gold in the last, it looks like about the last 24 hours to their holding. 5 tons, not a couple of ounces, not a couple of monster boxes, 5 tons of gold. And they're running about $39.65 billion in their books anyway. Whether they have gold or not is to be determined. The Dow Jones Industrial Average again closed up 103 on yesterday to 10,889. Now, we heard all of this stuff about, 10,006. When it gets to 10,006, it's going to reverse and it's going to drop down and, it'll be, well, it's going up. Apparently, the stock market likes the Obamacare news. The NASDAQ went up 20. At 24.15, and the S&P moved up 8. It's 1,174. Crude oil this morning, more red ink. Fortunately, this is a good one for us whenever it goes down, but it drops $1.25, big jump, dropping down to $80.66 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index this morning, here's one of the culprits, certainly not the only culprit, but one of the culprits for all of this red ink, moves up 0.94. That's a huge, it's almost a 1% move. It's 0.94 points, and it's trading at 81.76. So the U.S. dollar keeps getting higher. So that, of course, that's going to, everybody's going to say, Nancy, the dollar is stronger. Well, you got to look at the underlying fundamentals. What's making this dollar stronger? That's the question. That impacts the Forex, however, and the Canadian loonie, the Canadian dollar, trades down 84 basis points, just about as much down as the USDX went up, and it's running at 98 cents U.S. The Mexican peso off 42 basis points, below the 8-cent mark, but I'm rounding it up to 8 cents. It's 12.5332 pesos per buck. The euro is running off 1.21%. That's 121 basis points. That's a strong slap against the euro. Of course, if you look over there and see what the Goldman Sachs has done with Greece and so on and so forth, you know that the the EU zone monetary system is quaking and shaking. Well, a lot of puff and smoke, in my opinion. The British pound loses 87 basis points. We've been hearing about that. You know, the British pound sterling coming under fire. Well, yeah. Down 87 basis points, trades at $1.49. And the Swiss franc off 135 basis points, trading at 93 cents U.S. In the bond market this morning, the 2-year bond is yielding 1.06, the 10-year at 377, the 30-year at 469. And in the mortgage market, if you're looking for mortgages, and oh my goodness. Oh, my. The prices on the West Coast, I've been pricing real estate and things like that. I have a need to be doing that right now, and I can't believe the prices out there. I mean, to tell you, you're going to spend $250,000 and get some old beat-up one-bedroom house or something like that is insanity. Why people would spend that kind of money to live someplace. Folks, I'd say if you live on the coast or anywhere near to it or you're sitting there, you got a one or a two-bedroom house priced and out at over $150,000, it's time to move. It's time to move. You can move out into the Midwest and get yourself a decent house, come out from underneath all of that. Of course, you're going to have a harder time finding a job, that's for sure. But I would definitely say it's time to move off the coast. Those prices are insanity. And, of course, you know, that's just that rolls right over into your property taxes and everything else. So, you know, you're going to be paying more monthly for your mortgage, and your property taxes are going to be astronomical. I hope you find a good job. The 15-year mortgage this morning moves down from 4.51% to 4.36. The 30-year moves down from 5.09 to 5%. Certainly nothing wrong with those mortgage prices. If you have to buy a mortgage, this is a good time to buy a mortgage, as good a time as any. Let's go into some news now off the internet. Kitco's website has an interesting article this morning. It's an exclusive. It's coming up tomorrow. The manipulation standard needs to change. The CFTC Commissioner Chilton tells Kitco News, new news, this by Daniela Carnborn. Could be a Carnborn or a Cambone, one way or the other. Montreal. Kitco News, Commodity Futures Trading Commission wants Congress to impose hard cap position limits on metals as well as oversight in the over-counter trading. The CFTC Commissioner Bart Chilton told Kitco News in an exclusive interview what's going on in all of this. Here's a quote. We currently only have limits on the amount of contracts that you can have, position limits in the spot month when the futures are being sold. There are no limits other than that. People are concerned, and I am concerned about excessive concentrations of positions that could lead to manipulation of the metals market. And of course, when we look at this SPDR Gold Trust holding 1,120.08 tons of gold. That's a considerable concentration. They have they're in an excellent position that could lead to substantial manipulation of the metals markets. And it's not just the gold trust. There's also exchange-traded funds in silver and platinum and others. So there's a lot to that. But this is a meeting that's coming up. Chilton says there needs to be a change in our manipulation standard. Well, I agree with that. We've only been able to successfully prosecute one manipulation case in 35 years, and clearly that needs to change. But, of course, when you start getting involved in this kind of thing where we need to have new standards and new regulations and we'll make it harder for this and we'll make it harder for that, just wait. You think about how much wealth, let's say, has been taken out of dollar-denominated assets and transferred into gold and silver coin over the last 10 years in the quote-unquote alternative sector, this fringe group known as the Patriot Movement or the Freedom Movement or the Truth Movement. You start making it more difficult to buy and sell gold and have much more, you lose the cover, if you will, and go into paper dollars. Well, more to that on the other side. Be right back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And back to this news article off of the Kitco website this morning. Montreal, the manipulation standards need to change. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission wants Congress to impose hard cap position limits on metals as well as oversight in the over-the-counter trading. And we'll drop down a little bit in the article here. They're really having a hard time, you know. They really are. Every day I talk about this. This is nothing but a Ponzi scheme. It's like a crap game, you know, a crap shooting game. You have no idea where things are going to go. It doesn't follow the charts. It doesn't follow rhyme. It doesn't follow reason. One of the reasons for that is because you've got so many government regulators in there regulating the market, like the President's Working Group on Financial Markets, for instance. Of course, this article doesn't address that, but they may be looking towards that. Continuing here, he says, I've called on Congress to amend our statute to give us the tools that we need to deter, detect, and prosecute behavior that harms the pricing functionality of markets. Of course, this is appealing to the very ones that are responsible for the trouble in the first place, even though Congress is but an agency of this U.S. corporation. The executive branch of government is the President's Working Group, so it's the executive branch that's doing the manipulation that we need to be paying attention to. And can you imagine Congress passing some kind of legislation that or a statute that will regulate the executive branch? Not likely. Not in my lifetime. Probably not in yours either. But then it continues and it says, however, proving manipulation in the metals market is exceedingly hard to do. Even harder might be garnering support from his fellow commissioners to approve the move to curb speculation for metal contracts. Speaking earlier to metal markets investors in Washington, Chilton said, for the record, it's been my position that we should have included metals in the proposal that is currently out for comment on energy position limits. And frankly, there was not enough support for that at that time. There may not even be today. Continuing, dropping down a little further in this article, it's a little bit longer, but not. I'm not going to go into all of it. What's important, though, is that the Commodity Futures Trading Commission is holding a public meeting tomorrow, Thursday, to discuss futures and options trading in metal markets. And then it says, click here for a list of participants. And then it adds, noticeably absent from this list are the larger banks. And you can be sure of that. Every day we talk about this London Bullion Market Association price fixing in London. That's the LBMA. They have a U.S. counterpart in the COMEX. But if you go in and the NYMEX, and if you just go in and look at all of that sort of stuff, you can see where the real problems lie, and it's the bigger banks. And so they're not going to be at the table. So what we're going to have is a bunch of gold bugs and hopefuls sitting in a room. Maybe there will be something that comes out of it. Maybe there won't. But it's questionable whether we need new laws and new regulations or whether we need to enforce the others like RICO, racketeering, that sort of thing, and press forward with indictments, complicity, suppress markets, and so on and so forth. I don't know whether we need new regulations, but they're concerned that the over-the-counter markets have no regulations because they're quote-unquote dark markets. That's called the black market in some places. And so, you know, as we start to feel the pinch more and more and more, the communities start their little silver exchange barter systems and so on and so forth, you can imagine that the big boys aren't going to want anybody else treading in their pool, and they'll definitely be making moves to make it more and more difficult for community-based barter systems to function. Watch for that. There will be more of it, no doubt. Here's another little bit more on that. We always have to go into these various articles and try and find the kernels. This is off the from Reuters. These are the talking points. Hearing starts at 9 a.m. on Eastern Standard Time on Thursday for that meeting. Metals limits seen as tougher sell than energy limits. Less political pressure seen for metal limits. Markets have higher tolerance for speculation, and traders worry limits would drive business offshore. And so all of these four or five talking points here, you're going to find wound into 1,000 different versions on the great regurgitorium of news on the internet, but these are the main points coming out of Reuters in regards to this particular meeting. So I'll just give that to you for your own understanding. Now, here's another one. Let's see if we can pull this one up. Not that one yet. Here's another one. Today I'm using, instead of hard copies, I'm working off the web, just running in my browser full here on the laptop. But this one, you probably heard about this, Netanyahu, of course they call him Netanyahu, but I say Netanyahu, meets with Barry the Usurper after holding firm on Jerusalem. You should see the photograph here. If you don't have an internet-connected computer, what they have here is just this thing, Benjamin Netanyahu, and behind him, there's Nancy Pelosi with her anal beads around her neck, and she's looking up at him. She's like she's looking at God. Disgusting photograph. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met Barry the Usurper late yesterday after insisting on Israel's right to pursue housing projects in Jerusalem. Can you imagine the audacity of anybody? You might have somebody come from France or Germany. Merkel comes in. And they're going to talk to the President of the United States about a housing project, for crying out loud. When is this little pimple on the Mediterranean Sea going to grow up? 66 years old, you would think by now would it be adult. Why do we need to be involved in that? Why are we subsidizing? Why are we underwriting them? But anyway, the usurper meets with Netanyahu, talking about a housing project in Jerusalem opposed by the U.S. as detrimental to peace efforts. Quote, this was never raised as a point of contention between us and the U.S. In 42 years of building in Jewish neighborhoods of the Israeli capital, Netanyahu told U.S. Speaker Nancy Pelosi a few hours before meeting Obama, according to his spokesman, Nir Hefez. Netanyahu cautioned that talks the U.S. is attempting to arrange between Israel and the Palestinian Authority might be delayed as a result. The Palestinians are now raising a new demand. If this demand is adopted, we're liable to lose another year. The usurper Netanyahu met at the White House in an attempt to smooth over a dispute about Israel's approval of plans to build new apartments in East Jerusalem. This is national news? What an abomination. The action was announced during a March 9th visit by the Vice President Biden, prompting immediate public U.S. criticism. And it goes on and it goes on. Let's see if I can scroll down to this thing. Palestinians have, a part of the problem is that they have both backed themselves into a corner, said Stephen Spiegel. He sounds like a real Irishman there, doesn't he? Director of the UCLA Center for Middle East Development in Los Angeles. Of all these issues, Jerusalem is the most emotional. The most emotional. I need to get those Oracle Host barf bags produced for mornings like this. This kind of a news story makes me want to blow it. Palestinians have linked participation in the U.S. Mediated indirect peace talks to the cancellation of the Jerusalem construction plans. Who cares? Who cares? Haaretz newspaper today reported that Jerusalem municipality approved plans for 20 apartments. 20 apartments. This makes national news. Obamacare goes to the back page, and Israeli apartment buildings come to the front page, and it's just 20 apartments. It's not like 20 apartment buildings, it's 20 apartments for Jewish Israelis in an East Jerusalem building. In one building, we're talking about this. Israel's never fulfilled its commitment under a 2003 U.S.-backed peace roadmap to freeze all settlement activity. Netanyahu said in Washington on March the 22nd that Israel doesn't consider Jerusalem to be a settlement. Doesn't consider Jerusalem to be a settlement building today. The Jewish people were building Jerusalem 3,000 years ago. The Jewish people were building Jerusalem 3,000 years ago. And the Jewish people are building Jerusalem today. Jerusalem is not a settlement. It's our capital. Well, put that one with your yarmulke. Anyway, here's a little better story. U.S. insurers, well, we'll talk about the U.S. insurers right after these words from our sponsor, State Group.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from EngineBrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And before I go back into this story in regards to the U.S. insurers purchase corporate bonds in the in a market raining gold off of Bloomberg, I want to just tell you, though, I'm going to give you a couple of phone numbers to get your pencil and papers handy. These are the current toll-free calling numbers to Congress, by the way. And I called into Congress on a toll line and was trying to get called into the Capitol Hill switchboard and asked for the toll free number so that it wasn't costing me a fortune to make all these phone calls. And they gave me the runaround three times. Never did get to a toll free switchboard number. They sent me to various agencies. Had to listen to numerous multilingual things that wound up in some agency for everything from hemorrhoids to hangnails. But here's going to give you these numbers. Here's the first one. There's two of them. It's 1-877-851-6437. I'll say it again. 877-851-6437. Write that down. I'll give it one more time. 877-851-6437. Here's the second one. 866-220-0044. 866-220-0044. Those were both valid as of yesterday. And what I did was I called in to all of the Democrats that voted for the Obamacare in this controversial voting scheme that they cooked up on Sunday. And what I was asking for them to tell me was why they voted for it. And I got this from William Lacey Clay's office. He wasn't available for comment. The majority of his constituents called in support of the bill. Now, anybody that's been listening to this broadcast for any length of time knows who the constituents are. You are not the constituent. Others are the constituents. So this is basically a bald-faced lie right in my face, all right, starting me off on a day that I was already in a rather testy mood. So I let that young lady have it with a shotgun, virtually, a battery of contest to that. What do you mean to tell me a majority of his constituents called in support of the bill? This guy represents, William Lacey Clay, represents a large portion, if not all, of St. Louis, Missouri. That's a whole gob and a bunch of folks. But, of course, anytime you get into St. Louis or Kansas City or Seattle or L.A. or San Francisco, you're going to have a large congregation of Democrat voters. So you can expect that they would. But that was the answer. Here's another one. Russ Carnahan, Democrat out of Missouri, he voted yes for it as well. And this is his talking point, that far too many Americans are priced out of the system. Far too many Americans are priced out of the system. All right, now here's another one. Ike Skelton. Ike Skelton, I thought was a shoo-in that he would have supported this, but he voted against it. Now, Ike Skelton, he's, I believe, on one of the defense committees. He's kind of a big player, if you will. All right? He voted against it, so that's a little feather in his cap, probably covering his butt and wants to be reelected. But he voted against it because of the cuts to Medicare and funding for abortion, so that's Ike Skelton. Emmanuel Cleaver, EC in D.C., there's another one of these guys. He voted yes for it. He said, what was the thing? It was because there are so many uninsured Americans. Now, I'll tell you, I had to go round and round and round and round with this person on the telephone to get that simple statement out of them because they didn't want to talk to me because I wasn't one of his constituents. Emmanuel Cleaver, EC in D.C. is his website. But the lady, I'll give her that, the woman, the voice on the other end of the telephone line, couldn't quite grasp the concept that anything that any one of these cretins does when they're sitting in Washington, the District of Criminals, doesn't just impact their constituents, they impact all of the people in the country. I would accept this, want to deal with the constituents when you're dealing with a local office. If you don't have a dog in the hunt, if somebody from McDonald County is calling in and bothering the people, the Barry County Commission, what is it to them, so to speak? You don't have a dog in the hunt. But when you're calling into a federal office, it doesn't make any difference whether you're in that person's district or not. Anything that they vote for impacts you, and so you have every right to inquire. And I certainly felt that I had a right to inquire again. Here's these numbers, and let's keep on this. As I go in now and start the arduous task of reading this 2,500-page bill that we weren't going to have an opportunity to know what was in it until it was passed, now that we're going to have to go in and actually take the time to do this, just like the establishment of the Department of Homeland Security, just like the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, just like the Patriot Act, now I'm going to have to waste my time reading this crap. So let's, as things come up, you make notes, and every time you hear anybody on talk radio or in your blogs talking about something that displeases you, contact. You need to find out now who voted for it, and then get their name burned into your memory, and get these numbers on your auto dial so that you can call in, and letters, and faxes, and let's lay on top of these treasonous batards until they just are so sick of hearing it that they wish the hell they'd never done it. Here we go again. 877-851-6437 and 866-220-0044. Whenever you've got nothing better to do with your time, get on the telephone, bug these people, send letters. Send letters. And last evening, we had a Ozark Property Rights Congress, Barry County chapter meeting, and we had Billy Long, who is a congressional candidate, come and speak for us. And here in Missouri, the primary election coming up in August is likely to determine the congressional seat. And so, instead of waiting and putting off your efforts and energies until November when it's too late, you need to get involved now so that you can influence the outcome of the primaries. We're going to be choosing from a herd of peoples. And so we've already seen the primary in Texas, and there's going to be primaries in your state soon. And so do find out what the primary dates are. Look at the candidates. Start talking to the candidates. And think not that your actions are going to go, you know, to waste. Billy Long is not a politician. He's an auctioneer. He's a realtor. He's built businesses. He styles himself as sending a citizen to Washington. He has raised over $400,000 in his campaign war chest, and he's raising about $4 for every one of any of the others. And in the first segment here, he has outraised any of the incumbents in the field. So there are possibilities where we can change the paradigm a little bit. And let's do what we can do to get the right people elected in the midterms here. So, with that said, let's go back to the news. Well, one more thing. And this, coming up on Friday, the Jasper County Campaign for Liberty will be holding their first meeting in Joplin to discuss the awakening of our country. Well, whether you're for the Campaign for Liberty or oppose the Campaign for Liberty, whether you're anything, if you're anywhere within hearing of or driving distance of Joplin, Missouri, the Jasper County Campaign for Liberty is going to have Ron Calzone come in. And Ron Calzone has been fighting to stop the taking of private property for private profit, the eminent domain abuse for private gain, for years, about 4.5 years. So he ought to have a pretty good talk to give for the people that show up. And this is where it's going to be. It's going to be at Panera Bread. Panera Bread, and the address, the street address, is 2401 East 32nd Street. It's 2401 East 32nd Street in Joplin, Missouri, and it starts at 6:30 p.m. So it's Friday, March the 26th, at 2401 East 32nd Street. It's Panera Bread, Panera Bread. It should be a lively meeting. I'll be there. We'll have CDs to have to give away and other things out there to meet and greet with you, business cards and other things. Might take some Ron Paul memorabilia and some Oracle stuff. So anyway, I'd love to see you up there. Let's get this Ron Calzone a good welcome, and at the same time, help John Harrelson get his group started up there in Joplin. Look forward to that. Back to the news. U.S. insurers purchase corporate bonds and markets raining gold. You're going to hear more about this. This is important. U.S. insurers, holders of more than $2.2 trillion in corporate debt. These are the same insurance companies that are going to be making all the money as 32 million people flood into the health care. Where do you think they're going to be putting the money? Into health care or in their pockets? I ask you that. I'll be back right after these words from our sponsor.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christo's Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christo's Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned once again, and I'll give you another website here if you've got your pencils and paper handy again. It's BillyLongForCongress.com. Give that again after the music stops here. BillyLongForCongress.com. Again, this is a businessman, you know, as he said last night. Most of the people in Congress have never written their name on the face of a check. They just endorse them on the back. On the back of you and me. On the back of the we, the people. They've lived their entire life on money, OPM, hooked on OPM, other people's money. Well, that's not the case for Billy. He's been a talk radio host for 6 years. He knows the people. People know him. People resonate with him. He understands the issues fairly well. There's places that I'm sure he could learn. There's places I can learn. But if you are thinking, well, what difference does it make? This is a Missouri candidate. Don't let state lines block you from voting for people that represent all of us in Congress and in the Senate. Whether we like it or whether we don't like it, Washington, D.C. is not dead yet. It has the power to so drastically alter our lives on a Sunday evening, just like they did with the Federal Reserve Act, just like they did with the creation of the Internal Revenue Service and your Social Security card, just like they did with the model codes and the model acts that brought us all under this tyranny of driver licenses and registering our automobiles and mandatory state-mandated state monopolies on automobile insurance and checkpoints to make sure that you have all your papers, please. Well, you're going to have a health card paper now. So let's not overlook Congress as well. It's time to clean that whorehouse out. And this gentleman has been in business and has employed up to hundreds of people at a time. Big real estate company now. Started from scratch. A man with a pickup truck long before the Massachusetts man with a pickup truck ever came on the scene. But there are things that we can do, and we can do them locally. So you might visit that website. If any of his ideas resonate with you, maybe you could chip in. He's raising money without money bombs. He's not doing the Trevor Lyman sidebar there. He's raising money from real people that are very concerned about this continuing escalation in Washington. And you might take a look, especially if you live in Missouri. He'd be somebody that you might want to support. Back to the article off Bloomberg, U.S. insurers, holders of more than $2.2 trillion in corporate debt, bought the bonds at the fastest pace in 5 years in 2009, taking advantage of a market that Warren Buffett said was raining gold. Insurers, insurance companies, they got enough money to go around, don't they? They got enough money to buy $2.2 trillion in corporate debt. And we're passing this kind of legislation, bringing in 32 million new customers for them. What an outrage. Insurers' net purchases of corporate bonds climbed to $153 billion in 2009, with the greatest portion coming in the first quarter when yields were at their highest of the year, according to the Federal Reserve data released last week. And it continues. It's paid off very nicely, said Judy Greffin, chief investment officer for Allstate Corporation, whose corporate debt holdings swelled by 20% last year to $33.1 billion. You're in good hands with Allstate, right? With the benefit of hindsight, it would have loved to have bought more. A corporate debt rally helped insurers, including MetLife, Inc. and Prudential Financial, Inc., to recover capital lost in the housing and stock market slumps. All right? So they invested in this derivatives bubble. They invested in this credit default swaps. All of this toxic debt, they invested in all that. They lost money on that, so then they turned around and they buy up corporate bonds. Corporate and municipal bonds were ridiculously cheap to U.S. Treasuries in early 2009, Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway Inc.'s chief executive officer, said in an annual letter to investors on February the 27th. Big opportunities come in frequently. When it's raining gold, reach for a bucket, not a thimble. See the mindset here, folks? They're not talking about human suffering. They make money on human suffering. When it's raining gold, reach for a bucket, not a thimble. All you've got is a colander, right? Every little penny that you ever bring home just flows right through the colander like water over spaghetti, no doubt. Anyway, that's that article. Enough to make you want to pull your hair out. Here's another one. Barry the Usurper says the healthcare overhaul changes are start to take effect this year. Shannon Pettypiece and Alec Nussbaum. Indoor tanning salons. I didn't even want to read this claptrap. What drivel. Indoor tanning salons will charge customers a 10% beginning today. And just one of the changes Americans will see. That's really going to do a lot for us, isn't it? That's going to be really good. Insurers will be required by September to begin providing health care to kids. I hate that term. Kids. Baby goats. Right? With pre-existing illnesses and allow parents to keep children younger than 26. Children. Talked about that before briefly. Children younger than 26. Well, yeah, technically they are your children. But at what age do they grow up? Of course, today, with one-bedroom homes running prices in the $225,000 range in the Seattle area, children probably have to stay home until they're 65, wait for their parents to die, and then keep the home, right? Children younger than 26 on their plans, as the clock has begun ticking on many parts of the laws, many provisions, blah, blah, blah. What an idea. Keeping children younger than 26 on their plans. That's what you get with this functional illiteracy that comes out of the public school system today. I left home and made my way professionally at 16. Never looked back. Got an apartment, finished high school, working for an engineering company. Office boy drafter. 16. My, how times change. How times change. Most of the major public policy changes embodied in the health care reform legislation will become effective only after the next presidential election in 2012. Right, left, right, left. Barry the Usurper goes bye-bye in 2012. the Republican comes in and then implements all this stuff. They won't repeal it. Not a chance. Companies led by Minnetonka, Minnesota, United Health Group, Inc., the largest health insurer, will be banned within 6 months from dropping a person's coverage because of severe illness and limiting lifetime or annual benefits. That ought to help everybody out up there, eh? Employer coverage, blah, blah, blah. Here's another one. The U.S. Health and Human Services Department will have 2 years to set penalties on hospitals. That ought to reduce the cost, won't it? Set penalties on the hospitals with higher readmission rates and longer to test new payment systems for Franklin, Tennessee-based Community Health Systems Incorporated, the largest U.S. chain, and its rivals. Have you ever thought of it as a hospital chain? Think of it that way now. It's like going to Walmart for medical care, right? The largest U.S. chain. Maybe we ought to break these monopolies up. It seems to me that they're more interested in creating new hospitals at big dollar values than providing health care at affordable prices. Here locally, we have St. John's Mercy Hospital, another one of these big chains, and they skimmed $2 million out of the community last year, having only paid $800,000 for all of the doctors and nurses and aides and staffers and costs and so on and so forth, just rake $2 million right off the top of this small community hospital. Where does that money go? Into their pockets, obviously, because they immediately turn around and they're going to build a wing on their building, and it's being underwritten by the hospital district, by the taxpayers. Do we need this? Is there something systemically wrong inside of this healthcare system? I think so. Well, there's more. Anyway, we'll just let that go and call it news for today. But I don't know. I felt so heavy in my spirit when I went to bed on Monday night that I wasn't able to sleep. And fortunately, my alarm clock did not ring. And so when the sunshine finally fell fully on my face and I woke up spontaneously, I realized that I had just minutes before the broadcast was to start. I came in, set the rebroadcast, and went back to bed and slept a couple more hours. I needed that. There's a lot of people in the radio biz, in the blogosphere, and we wear this stuff and it just lays on top of you because you know you've got to come out on air and talk about something that's not pleasant. Well, we'll pick it all up right there on the other side for hour number two. Do stay with us. Lots more to come.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the revolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc. Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, March the 24th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts, always with news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. Our call-in numbers remain 866-841-1065 and 512-904-8014. If you have unlimited long-distance access or live in the Austin, Texas area, you can also listen online at 512-90-8014. I heard that the stream sounds wonderful that way. So if you don't have an internet-connected computer, but you've got a cell phone with unlimited long distance, plug it in. Make it play. Here's a little bit more. Let's go back into some other issues, putting the news aside for today. Right now, well, okay, is it raining gold? Are you ready with a bucket instead of a thimble? For some of you out there, you may be in a position where you could actually profit in these hard times that lie ahead. And many years ago, I came across a book. It is titled, How I Turned $1,000 into $1 million in Real Estate in My Spare Time by William Nickerson. William Nickerson's book became quite a popular item amongst many people. And the idea of sweat equity caught on, and it caught on strongly. And it ran and it fanned and it went very well up until Ronald Reagan, the great communitarian, came into power in his second term and altered the tax code, making it very difficult for people to have multiple rental houses and all of the various pass-through write-offs that made that possible. And if you think about it, what a horrible thing to do when people have rental properties that are actually and oftentimes providing places for people to live at a price a little bit less than what they would have to spend if they were to go out and buy the property. And at the same time, it does keep money locally, keeps money local. And I think it's a great way to go. So I would encourage you, perhaps you are, you know, this first-time home buyer, there's still a small window left, 10 days to get a deal signed up. But there is a small window on that. But there is a possibility that you could buy one of these $10 homes in Detroit or a lesser expensive house out away from the urban areas where you could perhaps begin on this, embark on this journey known as remodeling. And remodeling is a great way to leverage into a piece of property. You can pick up a distressed property. There's one right next door to me right now that I'm contemplating adding to mine, but you can pick up distressed properties sometimes for very little. You used to talk about 10% down. Somebody has a house out there for $50,000-$60,000, and it looks like dog doo-doo. Been a rental house for a while, maybe. You can put sometimes as little as 10% down and even sometimes less and pick up a property like that and occupy it, take possession of it. And then it's going to take you a year probably to go through and remodel it. And I have remodeled, living inside of and remodeled seven of my own homes. You can do it. You live out of boxes for a while. I've moved into homes in the middle of the winter and had rats running across my sleeping bag in the middle of the night, dripping water coming in through leaky roofs and so on and so forth. But once you start to get the idea what is irreparable damage and what is repairable damage and get a good sense of it, then you might be able to start to rain gold out of this, you know, catch it in a bucket as opposed to a thimble. I think the real estate prices are going to continue to go down a bit further, but you can buy into the decline and sell on the way out. So let's see what happens. Maybe we'll have an opportunity here after all. Stay right there. I'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, March the 24th, 2010, live two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Through a bucket load of depressing news in the first hour, we're going to change the topic here and look for some solutions to your financial woes, perhaps. One of the problems with real estate and real estate investing is that it's all, you know, market driven. You've got to be able to either rent or sell the property. And so you need to have that in mind, as they say, LLL, or location, 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 the three L's of real estate investment. Will Rogers said, buy land, they ain't making no more of the stuff. And then he also advised that you buy into the path of progress and let progress run over the top of you as a certainty of making money involved in that. And we're going to see that the real estate markets are going to continue to decline for some time. They're likely to go down maybe another 20%, maybe even 30%. But it'll buy you just a moment anyway to do some homework and to start scouting things out, keeping your eyes peeled. Couple of different classes of real estate that you could look for are rental houses in rental neighborhoods. There's one next door to me. The woman that owns the place is inept. She doesn't have any idea or any clue or any inclination to make repairs, and so over the last 10 years, the property has just slowly decayed. She doesn't screen her tenants very well, and the tenants that she's had have had dogs and all manner and sundry and have just basically destroyed this house. And so the house next door needs a complete redo, and that's right up my alley. But it wouldn't be necessarily up your alley until you get your feet wet in the process. But when you think about real estate, you're thinking about short-term turnarounds and long-term gains. Let's say that right now you're 25 years old and you're looking at this grim future. You're trying to figure out how you're going to make money in a future where there may be fewer and fewer jobs. Well, there are ways that you can cover that ace, if you will, throw an ace on the table, put an ace in your hand, and that is by holding property that, depending on whether, regardless of whether prices go up or go down in the future, your property runs with it. If we have a period of inflation and dramatic inflation, property values will be affected by that as well. So your rents would automatically go up along with that curve. At least you would hope that that would be possible. Another thing that you can be certain of is that the move towards these greenhouses and green homes and green building and green jobs and all of that is going to continue. We're not likely going to be able to get the green agenda off our backs any more likely than we are going to get this health care off our backs. And so for many homeowners, they're going to be looking at time coming up where when they resell their house, they'll almost have to rebuild their house just to sell it to meet the green energy codes. This is a place where a good researcher can get on the web and get a hold of the International Property Maintenance Code, get a hold of all the international building codes, start looking at all of this stuff and learning the tricks to the trade, if you will. What kinds of insulation requirements will be coming in the future? What kind of heating and cooling will be required in the future? What kind of windows will be required in the future? And start planning along that line. One of the best things that you can possibly do when you buy a house is to find a distressed property that is really, you know, it's almost a fit candidate for a bulldozer. Not so fit, not so distressed that it's not structurally sound or couldn't be made structurally sound, but one that is definitely just has, as they say in real estate, no street appeal. In other words, it's the ugliest duckling on the block and everybody wished that someone would burn it down. That's a prime candidate for profit. And just tell it to you straight up. A house like that would be one that you'd want to have on your list of potentials. If you go into a neighborhood of rental properties and you've got two or three really nice houses, you don't ever want to buy one of them. You never want to have the nicest house on the block, always a second or the third down. That way, when it comes time to sell, you'll be selling up towards their level and all of your work will be going up towards their level rather than being at the top of the heap with a $10,000 bird bath in the back and a jacuzzi tub that you can't unload. You can't get your money back out of it. You should be able to gain two or three times your investment on any piece of real estate if you're careful about how you go about it. Some of you may not be very handy, but this is a great opportunity to become handy. Maybe you buy a house that is in drastic need of a repaint and a redo and maybe a new roof and call it a day on that one. The ones that I really like are the ones that are really in bad shape. They see me on my first day in my new house. I come in coveralls with a respirator, goggles, maybe a face shield, and a crowbar. And everything goes to the floor. The first thing I have brought to the house is a dumpster, and a big one. And it sits right out front, as close to the front door as I can get. And out comes the drywall, and out comes the insulation, and you take it right down to the studs. Be real careful not to damage the wiring or the plumbing, but you just gut it out. All the old insulation comes out of the attic. All that stuff's going to stink like smoke and hamburgers and french fries and whatever else was cooked inside the building, and you'll smell it even after you're done, so you want to get it all out. You need to go underneath the house. Again, this is a place for a respirator, goggles, coveralls, a rake. You crawl around underneath the house, kill all the rats, use a rake and start in the back corner and start raking the ground under the house flat and smooth and work it all the way to the crawl space entrance. Then you can go in underneath with a lamp and crawl around on your back, lay down a fresh sheeting, plastic sheeting, so it becomes your space. It's not a place that's scary anymore. You've gotten rid of all the spiders and the snakes and the rats and the rest of it. If you have to go in there with a BB gun, take that. You can't use a handgun in most places, so a .22 short wouldn't do you any good, but a Walther wouldn't be bad in some of the houses that I've been in. You can just go in underneath the house, and what you're looking for is dry rot in the sill beams, in the floor joists, around anywhere on the bottom. You always have to stand on a solid foundation. There's no sense remodeling a house that doesn't have a decent foundation. Before you even buy it, make sure that it has a foundation. We'll go into some of those points in a moment. Just kind of winging it here from memory. How you can turn lemons into lemonade. How you could actually provide a house for yourself if you find yourself suddenly having to work at a job that's yielding far less money than you've ever experienced before. Or if you happen to have a fairly decent job, this would be a great way for you to use your nights and weekends. I did it for years. As you go underneath the house and you look for all the rot, dry rot, and things like that, you mark the wood wherever you find it. You know, you can use this orange paint or something, spray the spots that are going to need to be repaired or replaced. And you go in and start working on that. Sometimes you have to level the house up. It just house jacks is all it takes. You have to understand how to do it slowly, do it evenly, little here, little there, but always uniformly so that the house doesn't get racked, not wrecked, but racked. A high spot in the floor, something stupid. You want to do everything very carefully. But you want to get that taken care of, then you're ready to start looking at the inside and the roof. We'll be right back.
About the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle. Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Property and acquiring property is that your buyers or your renters are going to have money in order to make your day. And so they're going to need to be able to have work. And so you don't want to buy into any property that is someplace that's so depressed that there's no work available of any kind. You want to be someplace within a reasonable commute to jobs. There's a great differential, price differential, between what's happening in the city and what's happening in the country. You may be able to rent the house that you're living in the city out for $1,500, $2,000 a month and go out into a small town where there's no jobs and pick up a distressed property for $35,000, $45,000, $55,000 and actually live on the differential because it's a different cost of living in the more rural area than it is in the urban area. Same thing goes with prices. It's going to cost more money in a big city in an urban area to even get into a dump. But over the long haul, it's likely to go up, not down. And then it's not overnight gain. I mean, you could be looking for that. You could be trying to roll them once a year, once every 6 months, depending on how quickly you can turn a house. But you can buy a dump and bring it up to something completely occupiable and lovely in a reasonably short period of time for not all that dreadful much money. Most property today is so overpriced, it's ridiculous. Cost per square foot, unbelievable. I mean, most houses in towns these days, valued at $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, you could build 20 of them for that kind of money. It's just overpriced, overvalued. The only person that gains there is the county, the tax assessor, the tax collector. So there's that, the idea of location being everything, a distressed property, that's important. You don't want to buy one that's in good shape. You're wasting your time. You're not going to make money on that house. And so you just go on down the road. You always want to try and buy the second or the worst house in a nice neighborhood if you can. Or if you're going to buy property for rental properties, you want to have a rental property nestled in amongst other rental properties. That way, as people move in and move out, sometimes they just move around inside of the same neighborhood. They might be in an apartment today and in your house next year. So those things come into play. So now you've got this house that's gutted out. It's lighter now. Makes it easier to lift it and level it. You've got all the drywall out of there. All the insulation's out of the house. You go in and you look for any and all rotted wood. And again, if you've studied the codes and you know where you're going to have to go, you'll have to have a building permit for this process, by the way, most places. If you can buy into a small community where they don't have building permits and they don't have a building inspector, you have hit the gold mine, likely enough, because you're not going to have somebody snooping, pooping on you all the time, trying to make you do things you didn't want to do, and or doing it their way just because they have a power trip going. And I've had building inspectors that had power trips going. do everything they could do to slow you down or to block you from making any decent money on it, just because they're mean-spirited and they like that. They love their power. It's like that nasty cop along the road. So anyway, you've got the house completely gutted out, and I mean that. I went in, go in the house. You know, there's lots of different ways to approach it. If you're dealing with a very old house, the charm of the house might be in the oldness of the house. You can keep that charm if you approach it properly. You go in with a flat bar instead of a crowbar, and you very carefully remove the moldings. And you strip all the paint off the moldings. You have it all stacked aside someplace dry because you're going to come back and put that molding back in. Take lots of photographs. Number things. Take your time. Very carefully disassemble it. This is like remodeling as opposed to rehabbing. You want to come into a property that has nice ornate moldings and stuff like that, and nice doors, maybe glass, some French doors with glass knobs and things like that. Even in an old decrepit house, and I've bought houses like that. I'm thinking of one as I'm speaking to you. Bought that, two houses, like a shape of an L, on two different lots, one on one street, one on the other, but they were adjoining on one side. They were both built by the same builders at the same time, on two different lots. Fixed up one, just took everything out and very carefully, and we put it all back together with French doors and everything. When it was all done, it's many years ago, and sold it for about $42,000, something like that. I bought both houses for $42,000, so I sold that one alone for $42,000. Maybe it was $52,000, somewhere like that. That house is worth close to $350,000 today. I don't wish I'd kept it. It was a nasty neighborhood. But nevertheless, that house was a surgery job. Some houses is a wrecking ball job. But that one was in really bad shape. Let me tell you, it was a, you know, like a flop house for everybody in a ghetto to bring their girlfriend in and do them, you know, in the house and drugs and alcohol and everything else. I mean, that everybody in the neighborhood sighed a huge sigh of relief when I got it. And I was robbed 12 times in 1 year remodeling that house, once at gunpoint. The young people in the area were not very pleased with the white boy moving in, fixing up that house. Anyway, the idea here is that there's different approaches. Every house, you have to look at the house and figure out your strategy. But there's a different approach for every house. So in some houses, you want to keep the moldings and you want to keep the doors, especially if they're wood doors. I'll look at all the lighting fixtures. Probably none of the lighting fixtures will be useful. But if they're really old lighting fixtures, they may have an investor or collectible value. You might find somebody in an antique shop that will buy old light fixtures from you, and that'll help to offset the cost of the new ones. Most of the time, all of the old cabinet has to come out. All the old cabinetry comes out. But be careful about that. You know, check and see what you're dealing with. They might just be, they may be oak cabinets, solid oak or birch. And they've been painted, and they've been painted 16 times, and they look like dog meat. But when you strip the paint off of them with paint stripper, and you can also burn paint off with a plumber's torch and a 2-inch or 1-inch putty knife, paint will just lift right off of it. Be careful if you're dealing with yellow paint or white paint. It might be lead-based paint. You'll want to do it outside, but it'll come off. And it comes right off, and then you can sand it with a pad sander, and it'll come right back. You may have to repaint it instead of staining it, but if you have real good quality birch cabinetry, you might even be able to refinish that. But generally speaking, the cabinets will have to go, and so there's not too much trouble worrying about them. You just get them gone. Just pull them out. You want to go right down to the studs, and then you go around and you caulk all of the seams and along the walls. You look for rot. Get rid of any rot that you find anywhere and everywhere. You fumigate the inside of the house, kill all the bugs, spray the walls with insect repellent so that you kill off all any and all possible ants and that sort of stuff while you got the walls open to you. And then you re-insulate and you weather strip, you know, and do that sort of stuff. You re-insulate and then you hang vapor barriers and then you re-drywall it. Never drywalled before? It's not that hard. Buy quality tools. Have somebody show you how to do it once you get the knack. I like smooth finished drywall as opposed to this spray on popcorn stuff, especially in a rental, because you can come back no matter what the damage is done by a tenant. moving in and moving out is where all the damage gets done. So they whack this thing with a dresser, leave a big ding or a dent in your wall in the living room. It's a snappy job, you know, snappy Tom job to fix that if you have smooth finished drywall, because you don't have to worry about the texture matching. And it's spraying something on the wall after you've got all the walls mudded and taped is just an extra expense. Why bother? Looks so much nicer when the walls are smooth. They look like the old plaster. Anyway, pick it up right there on the other side, just kind of rambling about property today.
Ordinary Talk Radio, give you the laws.
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, as just kind of building off of Warren Buffett's advice, when it's raining gold, bring a bucket, not a thimble. In a time when the real estate market is depressed and people are walking away from homes and houses are coming on the market and foreclosure sales for dimes on a dollar, it might be a time to be a buyer. You need to understand where you're going with every house. Every house is a project. You never fall in love with your projects. You're doing something. Don't fall in love with it unless you want to move into it, unless it's going to be your home. You know, then you'll follow a slightly different venue. But it really doesn't matter either way. If you're working on a house that is in a rental area, you're building a rental house. you're going to take a completely different tack on finishing the inside of a rental house that you would for a house that's you're improving for resale in a single family neighborhood, owner occupiers. So there's two different approaches to it, but basically they're going to be very much the same. If you're going for a rental house, of course, you're building durability. That means that copper plumbing is going to be better for you than the polyvinyl chloride plumbing. And you can buy lead-free solder these days. And if you don't know how to sweat joints, you can sit down and practice. But you can get that skill down pretty well, quickly. Certainly wasn't any major hurdle in my life. Learning how to do copper piping was pretty simple. I am rather gifted, but it's not that gifted. Anyway, chances are when you buy an old house that you're going to have galvanized iron piping in it, and all that's got to go out. Half-inch pipe that was installed 45 or 50 years ago has got about an eighth of an inch left inside there because it's corroded and it doesn't flow worth the beans. You might as well just get rid of it. Go right back to the meter and dig a trench all the way out to the meter and come forward from the meter into the house. I like to use copper piping in houses. I don't know about y'all, but I can tell the difference between water that comes out of a tap that is being piped with polyvinyl chloride versus copper. It's just a much better way to go, in my opinion. And then I wrap all the hot water pipes, and then it's cheaper because they don't lose their heat. The conductivity is really good, and it doesn't lose its heat on the way to the tap or the shower. Anyway, the average house doesn't really have that much copper in it. A few sticks and you're done. A couple of handfuls of plumbing parts, elbows and T's and things like that, and caps, end caps, you're finished. Yeah, it's more expensive initially, but over the long term, it won't cause you any problems. It doesn't cause you any down-the-road grief. So if you're looking in either way, whether you're remodeling a house for resale, it's a selling feature to tell them you've got all copper piping, even though it is expensive, as opposed to plastic PVC piping. If you're doing a remodel for a long-term hold on a rental property, you're going to want to have the knowledge that you're not going to have any problems with your plumbing system, because that's one of the places where your tenants will bug you the most. So there's that aspect of it. Of course, your toilets and your sinks and all of that, you go different ways. You've got a real sturdy, inexpensive utility-grade faucets and things like that. They'll provide years and years of service, but they're not so ornate or so fancy that if they get dirty or dinged or bent up or something, that they won't look good. So it's a different place on the counter in the aisle when you're buying your plumbing fixtures. That's just a minor. But again, even there, stainless steel double sinks, they're not at all expensive by comparison. But in a house for resale in a nice neighborhood, you might look at cast iron, enameled cast iron sinks and things like that, and Grohe valves or Chicago valves and things like name brands that add value, eye appeal, eye candy. So it's just a different approach. On the doors, the same way. In a rental house, you can use flat blanks, blank doors, flat door, hollow core doors. In a house that you're going to go for a resale in a residential market, you want to use kind of like the frame and panel look, something like that. As far as light fixtures and things like that goes, it goes all the way from the most extreme economy up to, a little more than artwork. And so you want to, judge yourself there too. Sometimes a nice light fixture near an entry will be all it takes to sell a house. If you're in the resale market, if you're in the rental market, everything wants to be just about as inexpensive as you can possibly get. Not to be ticky-tacky, not to be cheap, you'll start to develop an idea of what is going to look good in the inside of the house just by looking at the house and knowing how it's coming along. As far as flooring is concerned, in a house for resale, you might get hardwood flooring installed in one room or two rooms, if it isn't already. When you take the carpeting up in these old houses, don't be surprised if you don't find hardwood flooring underneath those carpets. I was in one house, and when I was remodeling, I thought, boy, I'm going to probably even have to replace the flooring in this thing. Unbelievable. The kitchen floor was just as wavy as you could imagine. I thought the hole underneath the house was just rotted out, But when I got in there and found that underneath, when I was in there with my coveralls, bright light going around underneath the house, Everything looked perfectly sound and the flooring looked fine. I couldn't understand why the kitchen floor looked so bad. Well, I went into the kitchen floor. It's covered with linoleum. Pulled up a layer of linoleum. Under the linoleum was newspaper. So I pulled up the newspapers. Of course, I saved the newspapers, you know, just stacked them aside. They were like 35 years old. There was another layer of linoleum. So I pulled up that layer of linoleum. That was a pretty pattern. A little bit of wear on it, but not too bad. Rolled it carefully. That was an old, that's antique flooring. And here's another layer of newspapers. Now we're back at World War II. And I pulled up that newspaper. Here's another layer of linoleum. These people had lived there for a long time. And what they did is instead of taking up the old flooring, they just kept putting down newspapers and another layer of linoleum. Four layers of linoleum later, I'm down to a cedar hardwood floor or softwood floor. Dead flat and smooth. And I had some real nice barter material. Newspapers to sell to collectors. Linoleums to sell to flea markets. Anyway, don't be surprised as you get into these things and you'll find something nicer than you can imagine underneath whatever has been added on the top. But when you come back to finish up, if you're going for a rental property, you're going to want to use your FHA grade, you know, Section 8 housing, harder than the hubs of hell type flooring that will take all the abuse in the world and can be scrubbed 1,000 times and never show anywhere. As for carpeting, you want to have the most durable, rugged. I've got carpeting in a house that's almost 35 years old, and they still use it and still, you know, cleans it every time the house comes empty. So you just have to know which way you're going. Are you going for a long-term hold, or are you going for a rapid resale? And in a market like this, I would say that most everything right now is going to be longer-term holds. We might see 10, 12, 14, 16 years before this market even starts to turn around in the real estate area. We're so over-glutted with real estate now. I might be mistaken. But if you're planning for the long term, again, if you're in the 25 to 35-year-old range, you're going to need to think about retirement, additional income. And if you can be pulling a few hundred dollars a month out of rental houses, it adds up over the years. Just run the math on it and see what kind of a return on your investment you'd get over a 30-year hold. Right now, the interest rates are running on a 15-year mortgage at 4.36%, and I'd recommend 15-year mortgages if you're getting into this, if you're following this line of thought and you would consider doing it, look for a 15-year mortgage. You could get it paid off in half the time, and then all of your rent, other than the amount that would get extorted away for property taxes and insurance, all of your rent would be available to you. Then you could set up some kind of a distribution account so that you'd be setting money aside for roofing and things like that. When it comes to roofing, if you're going to have a rental house, you don't want to buy this really cheap, you know, skimpy roofing that they sell these days as three-tab shingles. You're going to want to get the heaviest, you know, longest life shingles that you can so that you have the roof on the roof for as many years as possible before you have to repair it or replace it. If you're in a windstorm area, take appropriate precautions. If you're in a place where it freezes, make sure you look at the eaves really well and learn how to do the eaves properly so that you don't have any ice damage. As far as gutters and downspouts today, I mean, it's completely simplified because it's all just seamless aluminum gutters and downspouts, and they're reasonably inexpensive. As far as painting on the outside is concerned, between fixing up old wooden siding and putting on other kinds of siding, I always look at the old siding. Sometimes you can come in there with a siding sander and just blow off about 6 or 8 or 10 coats of this various and sundry years and years of paint buildup, and you've got a nice smooth wood siding underneath. If you can find some pieces, you know, to replace anything that might have been damaged, if nothing else, move something from the back and bring it around to the front to replace some sunburned board that's rotted out. Find some other kind of a piece of patch to put in the back of the house. Put a doghouse up close to the house so you can't see it or something like that. You know, so there's lots of little options like that. If you have one of the houses that have asbestos siding, think yourself lucky. I mean, yeah, you know, the asbestos abatement boys and the people in the green and yellow suits will come out and they'll give you a lot of trouble about it. But asbestos siding, it's very brittle, comes in panels, but it lasts for about 63 centuries. And when it takes paint beautifully and the house looks great. That's why they paid that kind of siding in the first place. We'll be right back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
When you got a house torn out all the way down to the studs inside, it gives you an opportunity to really think out all of the various and sundry things that were built by whoever the carpenters were that built it, and they're likely pretty good carpenters most of the time. But you might think of things about thinking along the lines of closet space. Do I have adequate closet space in the house? Well, you've got enough down to the studs. That's a good time to rework a wall someplace and add an extra closet wherever you can. Is there a hall closet? Is there a closet near the entrance of the house? Some houses were built without that feature. Today, it's almost a standard option. Everybody would expect to see it. If something isn't where you would expect to see it, add it. Closet space in the bedrooms. If you're buying rental houses, you're looking probably to stick with a one-bedroom or two-bedroom. No, you really need to go into three bedrooms. One-bath type house, only one bath. If the bathroom is in some crazy place in relationship to the kitchen, back them up, put them front and back to each other so that your piping is real short. Hot water heater right here, 3 feet over here is the kitchen sink, and a foot over here is the shower head. You know, that kind of thinking. Sometimes you have to reorganize, and it's worth your time to reorganize inside a house if it's got a poor floor plan, if the layout is bad. Another little tip is that you never add. You never go outside of the existing foundation. You might close in a porch, but you don't add anything. You don't add another room. You stay in the inside that footprint of the original foundation. It's going to be your least expensive, best investment in the long term. If you're in a residential marketplace and you're building a house or you're remodeling a house for resale, the same rule applies. Don't change the foundation line. Stay with what was there. It's cheaper in the long run. It won't hurt you. But when you have the house all gutted out, that's the time to think about your wiring. Houses that were built 40 and 50 years ago had never contemplated flat plate, you know, flat screen TVs and internet connections in every room and so on and so forth. Sometimes they really skimped on the electrical outlets. There wasn't an outlet put behind the refrigerator, and so the cord for the refrigerator has to hang out in the kitchen someplace, and it looks clumsy. Maybe they don't have enough outlets along the kitchen, in the kitchen, for kitchen appliances. They didn't used to use them. They used to use your hand crank, you know, egg beaters and things like that. Places where you can really add value is adding extra outlets. Telephone connections. A telephone in every room today, that's almost a no-brainer. But before you put it in, think about how the room might be laid out. Where is the furniture likely to be? You need a light behind the headboard on a bed. People like to have a reading lamp on their bed, maybe an electric alarm clock. People used to, and I still use a wind-up alarm clock. So you have to look at that. Upgrade the electrical system. Is it going to be expensive now that the cost of copper is so high? You bet it's going to be. But in the long run, you're going to be dollars and time ahead to plan it out. How about cable television connections? You need to have a cable television connection in the children's room and in the bedroom, and you need one in the living room. It wouldn't hurt you to put one in the kitchen, as much TV as people watch these days. So plan ahead while you got the walls open. It's a lot easier to do it when it's open than it ever is to add it later. The telephone works the same way. So those are some of the things that you can do while you have all the walls open. And then, of course, like I said, you want to check your codes, and you want to make sure that you bring it up so that all of this stuff is going to be compatible with these green regulations, so that when and if down the road, 10, 15 years down the road or 30 years down the road, you decide to sell the property, if you're doing a rental, that you're not going to be bit in the butt on the going away. And same thing, if you're into a residential, you know, neighborhood, you want to be able to deliver a 4-star energy rated house to your prospective buyer. This is the places where young people today will be able to take advantage, because you're going to be living in this world. You're going to be living in this Agenda 21 zoo. So take advantage of it. When it's raining gold, come with a bucket, not a thimble. So those are some general ideas. And then as far as the outside is concerned, again, you know, a house that has a nice landscaping to it, in a residential neighborhood of nice homes, you can add 15-20% with a good landscape package on that yard. Landscaping is dirt bag cheap. It just takes a lot of labor. All of these things that I've talked about are basically labor intensive. That's where the sweat equity comes in. That's where you'll be able to take a house that you pick up at a foreclosure or at a distress sale from a don't-wanter owner and make considerable return on your investment over the long term. But you do have to plan ahead. But in the area of landscaping, you want to be careful to keep, you know, your landscaping out away from the house. Foundation planting are really nice, but they are infestation for bug zones, you know, so you want to keep that back and away. If you're doing a rental house, the most cost-effective and intelligent landscape package is none, just a lawn, and as durable a lawn as you can. But that would be something where you take a look at the lawn, and maybe you'd want to rototill the whole thing as soon as you buy it and get it rolled and seeded and start a lawn so that you could, at the end of the day, go out and water a little bit for the year or so that you're going to be remodeling the house. And where are you going to get all the money for this? You're going to get it out of your pocket. That's where you'll get it. You don't go to a bank to borrow money. On Friday night, you stop off at the lumber store and you pick up whatever you need for the weekend projects. And on Monday night, you pick up whatever you need for the week projects, and you go at whatever amount of money you've got in your pocket. Labor intensive. You're trying to cut as many corners as you can, but at the same time, you're planning to do a good job, and you know where you're going. You've already made up your mind whether you're working up a rental or whether you're working up a resale, and you do it out of your own pocket. Let's go to Brian in Arizona. Brian's a real estate-minded fellow. Brian.
Yeah, what topic were you on? I just got online and caught the tail end of it.
Well, you really need to listen to the broadcast because I've been talking for 2 hours, Brian, and I'm talking about real estate today. Would you like to come in on topic, or do you have another one in mind?
Absolutely. I was just looking for specificity within real estate so I could be on target.
Okay.
When you call in and hit one, sometimes you have a chance to listen and sometimes you don't.
Sure.
So in the future, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to call in and hit two and listen to what you're saying, and then I'm going to call you back so I can be right on target and sharpen up everything you're saying.
Sounds good to me, Brian. But what I'm talking about is remodeling in a depressed economy. Right now we've got a lot of houses, as you know, out there. Oh, you're gone. He's gone. Well, anyway, yeah, I really don't like that, folks. I like Brian, but if you call in and the last 5 minutes of the broadcast and I've been talking for 2 hours on something and then you only just tuned in and you want to know what the topic is for the day, it's almost rude. But anyway, perhaps next time he'll be on topic. So then the last thing here in all of this is, again, how do you finance this? You finance it out of your pocket. You can go and get a rehab loan, and there are loans right now that are out there that are relatively inexpensive if you can get somebody to lend to you. But if you can do this out of your pocket, instead of playing with your balls, all right, your basketball, your baseball, and all that, instead of watching TV, instead of going a horn and drinking with the boys, when you get off work, you come home and you start working on your project. You're going to save money. You'll save wear and tear on your vehicles. And at the same time, you're going to be working towards your own future. It's just a little different point of view. It's a different reference point. And I look to turn one of these things every year if you can. And so you move into your junker. And again, this is going to be highly dependent on where you're going to have to do your homework, because the building department and the health department in some places, they won't let you live in a remodel. I've lived in all of mine. But that was a few years ago, and now that marketplace probably wouldn't allow that. So it's all dependent on location, location, and location. But if I were sitting in a situation where I was 20 or 25 years old and I was looking at the rest of my life in this zoo, I'd be thinking about the future on a long-term basis. We might be living in some kind of a police state where nothing is possible. But then on the other side of the coin, we might be living in a place where only the most resourceful will survive. And so if you're living in the jungle and you got to have a job, you might as well take your extra income and put it towards something that's going to have long-term value. Long-term value. Can you do it in gold? Yes, possibly. But I started out the broadcast talking about how they're now, you know, looking at perhaps putting more regulations on gold. Will they be able to get the jackboot of the London Bullion Market Association and COMEX and NYMEX off the gold market? Maybe, maybe not. Will they increase the regulations for owning gold and selling gold in the dark market? Probably. Well, that's enough for today. Thanks for calling in, Brian. Listen to the broadcast more often. Call me again. Thanks for listening. I'll see you all tomorrow. Till then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.